on 103.7 The Buzz.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It is 8:06 on this Monday, August 17th. Glad you're with us. Going to be another scorcher today. Triple digits. It is what it is. All you folks who have to be in the heat today, sympathy goes to you. Hang in there. Hopefully you've got employers that will make sure you're hydrated and get some breaks. If not, just gut it out, man. It's for those of you working on highways and rooftops and all that, hang in there. It's going to be brutal. Back in the studio, Christian Weaver. Here with me and Roger, we've got the folks from Max Strength Fitness. We're on the corner of Autumn and Canis. Coming up here shortly, we'll visit with Bill Vickery, brought to you by Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. I don't know if we'll do graffiti or not. We may have to reschedule that for tomorrow. Maybe Pat Bradley today as well. National Thrift Shop Day today. It's National I Love My Feet Day. It's National Nonprofit Day, so several things there. Razorbacks had a big scrimmage, 130-play scrimmage. Sounds like the defense gave up too many big plays. Sounds like Chris Marshall was the star of the scrimmage with, I think, a 96-yard touchdown reception and a 30-yard touchdown reception. 661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. Let's go ahead if we can. Roger is working out now. With Jeff and Brian, the owners of Max Strength Fitness. So he's going to come over here and probably catch a cramp, Christian, if I had to lay money. He's not going to be sweaty. That's right. There's no sweat here. If you just join the show, no sweat, friction-free equipment, only 20 minutes, two times per week, and 67 degrees all the time. So it's a really fascinating approach to fitness and training, but it's about getting stronger. And for those of us over 50, we certainly need to be paying attention to that. So let's bring in our man Bill Vickery all the way down from Tampa.
In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up.
Hey, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. He is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor. Bill Vickery, presented by Smart Buick GMC. Trucks are on the lot and ready to move. Check out their inventory at smartbuickgmc.com.
Good morning, BV.
Hey, good morning, David. How are you?
Doing great, man. You are back in one of my favorite places mm-hmm. now after my trip mm-hmm. with you. Had such a great time hanging yes. out with you in Tampa. And now when you send yes. pictures, I know exactly where you're talking about. You went to a couple restaurants where you and I yes. got a chance to hang out. The story of the hottest restaurant in Tampa, and we're talking about literally 100 degrees in there. You've got the AC is apparently working now, huh?
It is on. I was told it was fixed literally, I think, the day after we left. So, I was over in Ybor City yesterday, had some great Cuban food. And you certainly made a big impression when you were there. So
I want to get back.
Yeah. It's great talking to your dad and everything. So yeah, it's still fun. It's, you know, you put it in great perspective. It's hot here today. It's going to be low 90s. I think it's 91, but it's not anywhere close to what it's going to be like in Little Rock today. Just brutal. And you are right too. My dad used to tell me when I was complaining about work, as a young man in my late or early 30s, he said, "What are you complaining for, son? It's air conditioned work."
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Boys, yeah. You're not, ooh. You know, you're not having to pick strawberries or anything like that. So,
you know, Roger, Roger's got the back from his training over there. How'd it go?
Oh, yes, dude, is he okay?
I am, but I'm telling you,
impressed with the equipment.
100%.
And plus, you were getting great instruction there too.
100% great. I was telling Jeff. I mean, I'm so pigeon-toed, and I want my feet to go out. And if you do it proper, obviously you're gonna feel all that. And just what we were doing just there with a leg press. Is that what that is? A leg press.
Yeah.
Doing that, I can feel it. And just a couple of reps, five reps.
It's interesting.
But the specialized a one-on-one.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, you get it. For perfect instruction. What's interesting about this, Bill? It's called Max Strength Fitness, but
yes.
It's got a connection going back to Arthur Jones, who is the founder of Nautilus.
Wow.
And you know, for those of us over, you know, in our 60s, late 50s, early 60s, remember Nautilus was the first equipment line that was really sort of, you know, modern and, you know, on the edge and finding cool things. And Arthur Jones was, it's really interesting that they have a connection with him. And he's from, I think his first place was in DeLand. And I remember going in there for a weightlifting meet.
Oh, wow.
And, but if you were working out on Nautilus equipment, if you're a gym that had Nautilus, that's the only one you knew.
Yeah.
That's exactly right,
yeah,
Roger.
Yeah. That's the only one. That was it.
So, I guess I hadn't talked to you since, in the last week. I guess you saw the Touchdown Club, lineup and outfit with one open date that's hopefully will be filled this week.
I think, well, good luck with that.
Yes.
I know a lot of people. The mystery guest really has stirred the interest of a lot of people, David. I received no fewer than 5 different text messages from people in Arkansas. I'm not going to name names, but people who are in legitimate positions of power all texting me, come on, you got to know who this is. Tell me who the mystery guest is. And I went through several guests. There were a couple of Trump guesses. Guessed Trump, and he said it's not going to be President Trump.
I had Mr. and Mrs. Swift. People were asking about Mr. and Mrs. Swift.
Right,
because
they have an open week.
Right.
I think because you were able to discover who it was, Bill. It's not one person; it's two.
Right.
I think you will agree. It will be one of the more unique gatherings that it will garner national attention. When these two folks are together on stage, it will be very unique.
If you pull this off, David, it's got to be one of those drop the mic, walk off the stage, good night, everybody, because it will be not just a Touchdown Club event,
but
considering all the people involved in the stories and the history and the charisma and personality that would you could have it at you're going to move it over to Simmons Arena. Bank Arena you could do it at War Memorial and it would fill up. So
hopefully we get that done this week. And you comment on your show yesterday about the Hunter Dale, and you give your opinion on
I was out on the water yesterday. Learning how to sink a boat, and so I didn't, and you know, but I so yes, the big story aside from who the mystery guest is the absence of the athletic director. And again, as you and I've discussed, David, it is unfortunate. I think that so many people in Central Arkansas, there is no divide amongst the Razorback fan base. Do you remember the halcyon days, David, of when we would argue where you should play 3 games or then 1 game, and it was Northwest Arkansas versus Central Arkansas, and the back and forth and the passion and the bitterness that developed, and where should we play? Now, I think we should play, to curse the people of Northwest Arkansas, play all the games up there. But there is no divide. I think we have been beaten down by mediocrity and failure for such a long period of time that we're all in the boat together. We're all hoping for, you know, some incremental increase and some focus. And I want to be positive and I want to go forward. I did note, you know, we played a scrimmage and lost the first time I think that's ever happened before. We also lost. We were favored. We were a 3-point underdog in our red-white game. it is disappointing in the athletic director, but it follows a parade of mistakes and malprops and missteps. And if even half of these other stories are to be believed regarding, you know, what our poor head football coach is having to do on his own, It really is. It is a it's a deep shame, and it's like I said, it's disappointing. Frankly, I'm not surprised. It shows an extraordinary lack of understanding. Not just trying to come down here and raise money, or not just trying to reach out to fans all over the state, but to understand that you need now more than ever, it seems so clear now more than ever, you to have a successful football program, you need every Razorback fan in the state participating, and they need to be reached out to, and they need to be engaged. And I'm not sure if he were running for governor, it's like he's only running, I initially said, in just two counties. But now I'm not even so sure about both counties. I think it might be about 16 square blocks past Razorback Road. And it's just, again, it's extraordinarily disappointing. It is another in a long line of missteps. And hopefully our long national nightmare will be over.
But Bill, don't you agree though? I mean, don't you have a little sympathy for Hunter that he doesn't want to come down here and be ambushed again?
But no, he's not going to be ambushed. He's not going to. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. He's not. Let's see. I know you're joking, Roger. And that's just the point. Look, I promise you, everyone in that room that would be there would be pulling for him. And I want it to work.
Of course.
I want it to work out. But if you, I mean, you know, if all the warning signals are going off and you're in the cockpit of the plane, you can't just ignore it. And so, you know, we want to be better. We want a good program. We want to have pride and we want the team to do well. And I'm really pulling for the coach. I'm really pulling for Coach Silverfield.
Yeah. Well,
I want him to be good.
We all want him to do well, no matter who it is. But and I just think that, I mean, I don't think Hunter ever gets a follow-up question on something. He gets to answer a question and gets to move on and go on. And I think he said what he said. And guess what? Hunter was right. The football team with Coach Pittman didn't have all the resources that they needed.
Roger, funds,
you know, I mean, whatever that may be, it's all relative. Yeah.
Roger, who's responsible for that? That's
he
like the
is.
Arsonist.
No, no.
The arsonist sets his house on fire and then puts it out and goes, pat me on the back because I put the fire out. But you started the fire. I mean, that's the point.
I agree. It is the point, and I do think that both he and Coach Pittman were both caught off guard with NIL and portal and all that. They were the first ones at the University of Arkansas to have to deal with those, and I don't think they were prepared. I don't want to say ill-prepared. I just don't think they were prepared, even though an AD's job is to raise funds. That's one of his main deals to do.
It is, and now as it looks like, unfortunately, the Save College Sports Act, it will get a vote, I'm told, when the Senate comes back into session. But then it's got to make its way through the House in what will be a lame duck session after the November election, and the odds of it passing are not high. Then you got to start the game all over again. So we're beyond the 2028 season before we can ever see any potential rules in place. And we have, as fans and as a team, we have paid the price for one massive mistake and then an unwillingness to recognize that mistake and either an inability or what would be even worse is a complete ignorance of the problem in the sense that we don't have to raise, you don't have to compete with Texas dollar for dollar. But you do have to raise the money, and you got to be all in. It's just a phrase. When it comes to the athletic director, he's not all in, and it's been a disaster and an unwillingness to recognize that.
I do want to thank Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall, Roger Smart Jr., who is your neighbor somewhere, Bill. We've got to knock on his door sometime and say hello.
I do want to do that, and I do. Well, I mean, David, I'm saying that you and I could just, you know, hey, what's for dinner tonight? We're here. What would happen.
By the way, but anyway, thanks again, Roger Smart Jr.
Yes,
and Smart Buick GMC and Whitehall for sponsoring Bill. You've got to watch the invite. Jessica and I watched it over the weekend. Very fascinating. It's really, Roger, it's great acting because there's only four people that are ever on the screen.
Oh, is that right?
It's all in one location. It's all in an apartment, the same apartment.
Oh, wow.
But the tension, the sexual, the emotional, the marriage, I mean, it is also Seth Rogen, Olivia Wilde, Penelope Cruz, and Ed Norton. And it is, Bill, you would find it fascinating.
And they're the only people on this
show. That's
train.
It. They're the only ones the whole time.
It's Tom Cruise and the.
Yeah, it is, okay. But it's Tom Hanks in the
soccer ball.
It makes you think, what would happen if you were in that position? Now, most of you would say, Roger, no way. But knowing what their situation was, I gave the hint, is that
sure.
Norton and Norton and Cruz are swingers. And it's just an interesting angle on him. Hey, I wanted to bring up something real quick, Bill. You know, we really don't usually get into politics, and this really sort of about politics. But how about Ukraine going after the Amazon, if you will, of Russia?
Yes.
They have been, they call it wild berries, and it's like for us, somebody bombing all the Amazon distribution points.
What?
Yeah, yes. And so I just find that fascinating because it is also supplies their
troops.
Hell,
I'll be honest with you. That would save me a lot of money.
That's what I was saying. But, Bill, I mean, isn't that fascinating that they decided to go into Russia and bomb their Amazon, you know?
That's damn, people are upset.
I know. And so...
You both strike on a very solid point there. That has all the earmarks of a military maneuver to drive somebody back to the negotiating table. Say,
you want
a prolonged war? Then, you know, the poor average Russian Joe is going to realize no more packages delivered to the door.
Who knew that Russia had Amazon? They call it wild berries. I don't know where they get the name from.
No idea.
But they have an and you ought to see the explosion. I want to look at some of the pictures. it is massive how big the distribution centers are. They've done about 20. They bombed about 20 of them. But it's disruptive.
Yes.
Just like us. Okay. What would happen if that would, for you, Roger? You said you would save some money.
I'd save a ton of money.
But we're
I'd save a ton of money.
Absolutely. Great move. Great move by Ukraine.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Who knew they had that?
You can't get your toothpaste, you know, by 5 p.m. or, you know, whatever comes in the next day or prime delivery. If the Iranians really wanted to strike at the heart of the United States, they would bomb some Amazon. Not that we would want that. That's not right.
Did want to ask you, Bill, because you are a man of that knows pop culture. It is the birthday of Robert De Niro. He's 83 today. When we go Robert De Niro, where does Bill Vickery go? And hey, this is one of my favorite roles for De Niro.
Godfather, clearly.
Sure, Godfather
Raging Bull is another one.
Yep.
When he plays Jake LaMotta, and
I've not seen it. If you believe that, I'm embarrassed to say it that I haven't seen it.
It's heavy.
Great
I mean,
in that.
It's. Yeah, Pesci is.
Pesci was in that. That was
black and white.
Yeah, black and white.
Awesome.
Yeah, based on
true.
Well, I was telling David.
Haven't seen that one either.
Yeah. Well, that's wild. I mean, it's great seeing that. I was telling David that De Niro. I think during that one was the first time I ever saw somebody. No fat suit or whatever. He actually put on the weight. With what he did to his body, and then have to get it back off. And I think that was before. Ozempic.
Yeah. He did the same thing for The Untouchables with Kevin Costner, where he played Stone.
So good.
He gained about 70 pounds, and he was great. You know, because you could kind of play a cartoon level guy, but he was you could really hate him in that movie. He was good. And queer, you know, obviously Casino, you know, he was great.
I want him dead. I want his family dead.
Well, and I think one of his fascinating performances is when, if you transfer, speaking about being here at this facility, where you're getting in shape is important at Max Strength Fitness, is when he was in Cape Fear.
Oh, yeah.
His body, remember how good a shape he was in?
Sure.
Counselor! Oh, my God. He was creepy.
Very creepy.
Remember the girl he took back, Bill, to his... He picked up a girl who worked for the... who was it?
Ileana Douglas was the actress's name.
Nick Nolte.
Yeah, it was Nick Nolte's assistant, and he bit her nose off, didn't he?
That was
a great role. I mean, there's so many that he did. He did comedy. We've done with Meet the Fockers, Analyze This, and all that. Truly, would you say this, Roger? You're the actor, sometimes on Saturday night could probably be, given an Oscar for some of his performances.
Many roles.
would De Niro be in the Mount Rushmore of all
greatest
time?
Greatest actors ever?
Yeah, would he make the top four?
let me give me 30 minutes to think about it.
Chris, you know, what'd you say?
I'll tell you that, you know who I think is a fantastic actor? I think Leonardo DiCaprio is a great actor.
Do you put him ahead of De Niro?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't know if I'd put him ahead of that. I'd put him ahead of Pacino.
Let's go back. Okay,
you
let's
know
go
what?
Back.
But what about the dude that played Last Mohican? What's his name? Who played Lincoln?
Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis.
He's good.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis is great.
Christian, what do you say?
Yeah, who else was a great actor?
Christian, what do you say?
De Niro De Niro's on the Mount Rushmore.
De Niro's on the Mount Rushmore,
yeah,
really?
American actors.
Okay, for you. Well, then for Canada, it's got to be Keanu Reeves.
What do you say, Bill? Do you think he's on the Mount Rushmore?
He's there. Brando, you know, obviously Pacino. He's the
Brando.
Guy that they'll...
I don't know if I go Brando or not.
Well, he doesn't have a bigger body.
Steve McQueen, great actor.
You don't put him out.
Yeah. I do put
Mount Rushmore.
Bullet.
I didn't say Mount Rushmore. I said great actor.
Bill?
I mean, I'm just looking at the roles that they had to play.
Bill, who else you got on the Mount Rushmore?
You know, I don't go to sleep on... I was going to say Denzel. You're right. You took the words out of my mouth. I mean, he's another one that
Zac Efron.
You know, Jack Nicholson is often overlooked, but he's so perfect.
Right.
You know,
you got to put him.
You're right.
Well, think about this. Could you imagine this? If you got De Niro, Nicholson, those are two that you could certainly go are worthy to be on there.
Well, you know what? Because of what they've done. I mean, look at Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
He was in Paul The Fockers, but he was also in Rain Man.
Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart. Yeah. Does he go on there?
Nah, I don't know.
Whoa.
I love Jimmy Stewart.
You know what?
Wow. Gotta go different era. No.
Wow.
No.
So Daniel Day-Lewis, he's on there.
I would say Daniel Day-Lewis. Yeah. Only because of what they do, because of what he did.
Tom Hanks. Bless you.
Thank you. Are we best friends?
Tom Hanks, does he get on there?
Tom Hanks is a great actor. I believe so. But I think he's in the files.
You dismissed Humphrey Bogart quickly.
I do dismiss it only because I'm looking in my mind's eye, Bill, and I'm only looking, and that's terrible on my part. Don't get me wrong. I think James Cagney was a great actor.
Bogart's one
but
of
I think
the
you got to go different eras.
Ever.
You got to go different eras. What?
I said Bogart's one of the coolest actors ever.
Bill, one of the coolest actors ever? Okay.
Go ahead, Bill.
I would say that. I'd say that he had a sense of kind of cool and toughness about him. He didn't have to, and he wasn't a big fella, and he played all these tough guys. Is it? And I'm assuming doesn't involve actresses, right? We're not lumping in ladies.
That's a great
point. Just men. Okay.
Yes. That's cool. Funny, I'm looking at IMDb's. IMDb's. Yeah, IMDb's. They list, actually, they go DiCaprio 1, Jeff Bridges 2, Daniel Day-Lewis 3.
Hold on. DiCaprio. What? See, I just told you DiCaprio. Jeff Bridges?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges,
Anthony Hopkins.
Listen, if you've seen
He was in Herbie the Love Bug, wasn't he?
Who?
Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know.
He was in a Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. What he did in Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. Jeff Bridges is excellent.
They've got Denzel, De Niro, and Nicholson all next to each other at 7, 8, 9.
Those are all
Tom,
good.
Tom Hanks, 10. Christian Bale. Javier Bardem.
Javier did in your movie and then as Menendez.
You got Michael Caine, George Clooney, Robert Downey Jr., Ralph Fiennes, Ryan Gosling.
Oh, my word. Ryan Gosling.
You know, there's not a ton when you start looking at the greatest.
Robert Duvall.
You just never. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
what about
Robert
Duvall?
Bobby
Stop
D.
it.
Bobby
Stop
D.
It.
Robert Duvall.
Yes.
You know what? You got to look at Robert Duvall.
Anyway, the point of it is that you certainly can make the argument, and he's in our generation. De Niro's. If you look at that.
Sean Penn.
Yeah, he's having a birthday today. That body of work for De Niro is quite remarkable when you look at how many successful, great movies. He's much like you, Bill. He's much like you. You look at the body of work of Bill Vickery.
The body of work. Yes, that's what we need.
The work of the body.
So, Bill, we are 1 week away, Bill, from the Touchdown Club starting, 2 weeks away from the first game. I will ask you this.
Touchdown Club starts next week?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
next Monday?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Two words.
Yeah.
Nutso.
Yeah.
Nutso.
Wow. Well, Bill, we
hate
that.
Hats off, by the way.
What's that?
Hats off to Coach Silverfield for coming down and looking forward to him being in Central Arkansas.
That's right.
I have a comment about
that. Will you be coming back to Little Rock? Is this your last weekend in Tampa for a while? Or
okay. Well, it is. It is for a while. So gotta stay focused. So
is it court order?
Will we look
Christmas?
We look court forward, order? Bill, to having. we just think, Bill. So Bill, we're getting ready to think about this. We're gonna have you every Monday. And we get to, of course, you get to do it on Sunday. We get
Football.
To recap.
Yes.
Here we go with a new coach, new regime. We had 6 years of Sam Pittman, so it's sort of a new beginning. Whether they do well or not, it's going to be something new to be able to diagnose and take a look at and chop it up. So look forward to having you on Mondays throughout the football season.
Hey, and, honestly, all kidding aside, really looking forward and really hoping nothing but the best for Coach Silverfield. And, you know, as fans, we have to be patient. We have to be supportive and get behind him. Tough, maybe a tough year, wins and losses, but you know, have to be positive with him going forward.
All right, do you want to thank Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall,
thanks, Roger
Smart Jr. Appreciate that so much, Bill. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Yep. Talk to you next week, guys. Take care.
Hi, buddy. We are here at Max Strength Fitness. It's corner of Autumn and Canis. This is the first day of their official business. And Roger, you came back. You looked inspired when you came back off the equipment. Like, it really, you liked it. You liked the.
Well, you know what? It's like what you were showing me, Baz. It's these guys, they know their equipment and they know what they're trying to teach you. So it's so cool to have someone that knows what they're doing, want you to do. You got to do it right when you have these guys doing. So for me to have to learn how to do that sort of thing right, yeah, I'm always inspired by that because you know you're getting the best help, the best teaching when you get with someone.
Makes a difference.
It makes a difference.
Yeah, this is top of the line equipment. And
it's not heavy at all. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they told me
you did great form. Of course, he was giving you
strength. You told me for me.
I'm losing it.
But you know what? The tough part of it is you know, it's like strumming a guitar and singing and doing all that.
Ukulele.
There's a whole bunch of stuff. But here it is to try to breathe right.
Yes.
You got to breathe right.
I already given you instructions.
I don't know how to breathe right. You got to breathe right. You breathe right. You breathe in, you breathe out. Do you breathe in, do you continue to breathe? He's not telling you to hold your breath.
Watching you do that reminded me of that young man that I first trained and saw you. It was all new to you.
It was all new to me.
You were in. That's when we used to work out together. How about that?
Well, then you stopped.
A lot of things have changed.
Then you got a girlfriend.
That's like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know it was.
Like, wow, I've just gone right down the tube since then.
Oh, my God. Look at you now. Are you kidding me?
I got to lose another 20. I'm inspired here today.
You can't lose enough.
So if you haven't checked them out, maxstrengthfitness.com is the website. It's really a unique concept and something you ought to consider. Take
perfect
a look at
it. Perfect for people your age.
Yes, exactly. Don't go away. 8:30.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas football had their first scrimmage of fall camp yesterday. Head coach Ryan Silverfield spoke to the media following the scrimmage and talked about the defense.
There's too many explosive plays, and I always say this on defense. We want to take the football away and not allow the explosive plays. I can live with if you guys come and say, well, Ryan, you guys won the game 12-9, but the defense gave up 500 yards. Cool. Great. Let them give up 600. If we can, all I care about is points allowed. Today, there's too many explosive plays.
Arkansas gets the day off from practice today as it's the start of fall semester. They'll return tomorrow with tight ends coach Morgan Turner speaking to the media. And in the NFL, the Cowboys signed defensive end Von Miller to a one-year deal. The 37-year-old recorded 9 sacks for Washington last year. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-888-8888 for Rainwater Holton Sexton. They'll help you weather the storm.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Hot, hot weather for today. 104 high temperature in Little Rock with a heat index around 110. Still in extreme heat warning this afternoon. Also, late today, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. That's a 20% chance of rain this afternoon and going into this evening. Overnight, a low of 78. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, y'all. Roger Scott here, and I don't have to tell you it's hot outside. You can figure that up all by yourself when you touch your steering wheel 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That thing's going to brand you like a head of cattle. So you want to beat the heat? Make Family Market stores your fill-up stop. Whether you're pulling into one of their convenience stores or grocery store locations, you're walking into cool air, great deals, and big-time savings. Grab yourself a large fountain drink, sweet tea, or lemonade, and boom, 5 cents off per gallon at the pump. Morning's more your speed. A large cup of community coffee gets you another 5 cents per gallon, and that's before your first sip. And don't forget that Family Market Rewards card. Use it inside the store to save even more on snacks, drinks, and whatever you need, and stack those savings when you gas up outside. And you'll find these deals in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Wooster, Mayflower, and now two stores in Hot Springs on Albright Road and the newest location on Albert Pike. If there's not a Family Market store in your neck of the woods just yet, hold tight. One's coming. Family Market stores, cooling you down and filling you up.
Summer heat can wear you out now, but if you've been feeling drained, even when you're inside with the AC kicking, it might not be the heat, y'all. 1 in 4 men, and that's 25% of us, y'all. We have low testosterone, and it affects energy, sex drive, motivation, mood, and a lot more. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and get real answers from experienced providers. Explore peptides and even get a jump on that summer body you've been looking for with GLP-1s. Look, go to fixmylowt.com right now to schedule a free testosterone test today. That's fixmylowt.com.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
On this Monday, August 17th, we're live from Max Strength Fitness, the corner of Autumn and Canis. Roger, have you, I don't know if you noticed Canis now, man. I tell you, Canis is really...
They've
expanded it.
Opened
it
up.
In Bowman. Of course, our good friend Joe Klein, Corky's is right around the corner.
Yeah.
We're excited about the possibility. A lot of people behind the scenes are talking about a possible trivia night at Corky's.
Absolutely.
We'll be meeting with their representatives today.
Looking for that. Looking, absolutely.
Examining the layout there.
These are some one-offs. These are some special occasions.
Yeah.
So it's always great. And I just got off the phone with Joe. Joe, what do you think about Baz and I stopping by here in a little while? What?
I think we've got somebody on the phone, Christian, right? Named John? John wants to give apparently we probably left somebody off the Mount Rushmore of actors. Go ahead, John.
Yes, you need the Corliss John Wayne.
Oh, my gosh. How in the world?
Because I'm going to tell you.
How in the world?
I left him off.
Yeah.
It's a whole different era.
On purpose?
Yes, I left him off on purpose.
You would put him on there?
As a great actor?
Well, that's a good,
no,
that's
I would
a,
not
that,
make him
that's
as a great
actor. That's a great point.
But he's
so big. His body of work is so
you
massive.
You can't take your eyes off of
him. And he's been in probably more movies than anybody. He's 100 plus movies, right?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I think so.
I don't know.
Dismissed me way too quick.
He may have been. He may
Christian?
Have been.
Christian, Mr. IMDb, look it up, please.
He was one of the first singing cowboys. I know that. But
say,
no, not a great actor. He played himself, if you will. whatever you know that what? Means.
Work for
just
me.
Like I
I'm
did.
Pretty sure he was in a ton of movies because I mean his career spanned from like the end of the silent era until the
I think it's 100 plus.
Could very well be because of that.
But his star power, based on 100%. You're right. Maybe he wasn't you don't the greatest
think
actor.
He was I don't not. Think in terms of acting, he's not. Yeah. He's not up.
Liberty Valance. You shot him.
He's in a lot of great movies.
Listen, he became because of reps. Obviously, he became what he became. And I don't want to take it away from him whatsoever. I love John Wayne. I will watch a John Wayne movie all day long.
Yes, you will.
You're darn right I will. And when he does the Pledge of Allegiance, you have to stop. But, no, great actor, and it depends. And it's all relative. But, you think about Robert Duvall. Pacino's not a great actor. He is a great actor, but he's not a great actor.
Duvall's not?
No, Duvall Pacino? Is. Pacino, I don't think.
Pacino is?
I don't think he's great. Great. Fantastic. Wow. But when you put him on the Mount, I wouldn't put him on a Mount Rushmore with a Daniel because of
I think he's above and beyond.
He said he's the best actor of his generation.
He may be. I don't know what it is. Well, tell me who else is in his generation before I can dispute that.
Actors like Tom Cruise.
Oh my gosh.
Tom Cruise is a great actor. Tom Cruise is a great actor.
How did we do that?
I didn't.
How do we do that?
He's in my head movies.
We don't give him credit. We don't give him credit because he's an action star. What about Indiana Jones?
Harrison Ford.
Great actor.
He's in the conversation for...
You know what?
Significant actor versus great actor. You're right.
Because I don't know who's going to be great. Because we're giving too many.
You would go like Schwarzenegger. You wouldn't call him the greatest, but he's...
He's the greatest Austrian actor this country has ever produced.
Is Denzel in there?
I think Denzel has to be in there. I watched Django yesterday. Some background music. Clint Eastwood. There's a great scene. There's a great episode of a guy on Bravo. I forget the guy that does the Andy.
Andy.
What?
Cohen.
Yeah, Andy Cohen. Where he has who played
Ray
in
Liotta.
Goodfellas?
It's Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta's on there. And they said, who's the most overrated actor ever?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He says, Clint Eastwood.
He did.
And they go, whoa. He goes, I don't give a
Did you hear the story on the Clint Eastwood? Have you heard that story about 12 inches?
Whoa.
That's an interesting story that's out there. So
I'll
just
have to
in
look
short,
that story
the,
up.
In short, basically, this it was a famous actor who said he was getting his hair cut. He was getting cut by a gay hairstylist in New York. He just got a gig or something, and somehow he starts to. I don't know who it was. It wasn't an actor. It was a Craig Kill, not somebody from the ESPN era.
Oh, gotcha.
And he says the gay hairkeeper starts talking about Clint Eastwood. Somehow the guy acts like he had a connection. He said, "You know, Clint Eastwood's 12 inches."
No,
it's something. And so apparently, so this guy knows this and tells his wife, Clint Eastwood's wife, that was a story. So they're around eating dinner, and they go for 2 hours, and finally Clint Eastwood and leans over and said, he said, Eastwood leaned over and said, he's an inch off.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I want to remind everybody, this Friday, Roger, Best of the Best Pickleball Championship, the most elite pickleball players in our state. You know, you had 600 pickleball players, seniors, playing in Cabot this weekend, which is outstanding. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 3 days.
I want Samantha Scott in that.
She ought to come by. You know, everybody represented is representing a club. And so, you know, I think we've got 20 to 40 different clubs from around the state.
Looking forward to it.
Including the young man who's got... who's like the fifth highest ranked in the world. You know, the 6'5" kid we had last year.
Yeah.
So we're going to have him in, have him on with us.
Okay.
And Meg Marion, who apparently blew out her shoulder. Do you know what she did? Switches to the other hand. Michael Marion's wife from Simmons Bank Arena switching to the other hand to play. So
well, we Lee need Hatcher, to get her to come here too then to get some
I know. Lee Hatcher.
Lee Hatcher's
trying to win their first big racket.
Couples.
Yeah, well, the big
trophy.
Yeah, the big trophy. Oh, they've never won one.
That's fantastic.
Also this weekend, so that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Ella Langley is performing. Did you see what's the nickname somebody sent?
Huh.
Ella Bangley. Ella Bangley, because of the air bangs.
Oh,
that's it.
No,
what are you thinking?
You know what? But who's the other one that you said? Was a nepo baby. Who was the nepo baby singer?
Stella Lefty.
I like her little song.
She got that one song.
Stick Season by Noah Kahan. But other than that,
I don't know what
is. What's the name?
I don't know what that means. I like the way you treat me nice or something like that. Isn't that what it is?
Boston.
Is that what it is?
I don't
know. Yes, it is.
I can't think of how that. How's it going, Christian?
All right, here we go. Listen, y'all are crazy. John Wayne was a great actor. If you ever met him in person, you wouldn't believe it was the same one. The reason you don't think he's a good actor is because he looks so natural on screen. You know what? Okay. I'll give you that.
Two people down. Somebody says, love you guys, but John Wayne sucks.
No, he's John Wayne does not suck.
John Wayne in every movie.
John Wayne saved America. What
is it?
He was John Wayne in every movie, and I mean it worked.
But that's
for the
okay. You know what?
Is Tom Cruise?
You know what? And to that guy, to that one person's point, that's exactly right. He made it look easy, and maybe that's true. And I think we're trying to say somebody's great because of it throws you in.
What's this? If you had to say, what is the great?
I mean, Christoph Waltz. What a fantastic actor he is.
Yes. If I were to say, what is the greatest acting role performance that you've ever seen?
I'd say Charlton Heston as Moses, and then to come back and play. He was good as Moses.
That's a good one. Anyone come to mind? Is it like one? You could say Daniel Day Lewis.
There Will Be Blood.
Or Lincoln. He was so good in that.
I think Daniel Day Lewis was better in the DiCaprio movie. What was that one?
Gangs of New York.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that. I love him in The Last Mohicans.
You know the one I think of just comes to mind. My favorite. You know what my favorite is
Of all time?
Yeah,
I know what it is. Let me guess. Is it?
I think Elvis most, Presley. Most enjoyable.
Roustabout.
When I watch a movie, this is the most. Of course, it could be several, but this is one of my most enjoyable movies to watch because of this character and because of this actor.
Is it Marvel Comics?
No.
Antiquities?
Cowboy.
Cowboys and aliens?
No, we play clips from it all the time.
Kurt Russell,
Val Kilmer.
I think Val Kilmer in that role to me was one of my favorite to watch. He made that character
100%.
He made it to 100%. where you felt like that was Doc Holliday. I mean, it's crazy.
100%.
Yeah, it's some when you watch a movie and see something, wow, you come captivated by the performance.
No, you do.
Nicholson in A Few Good Men. I was captivated by that. You know,
absolutely. No, I could do that a lot. You could go back. There's so many different era. Yeah. You got Burt Lancaster. You want to talk
Antiquities,
about Burt?
You go back and you evaluate Antiquities.
What people say about what I did in Antiquities, they're not doing a remake of it because no one could take that role of Blondell yet.
You know who we haven't mentioned? He won't make the Mount Rushmore, but it's one of our favorite actors, Morgan Freeman. You know, just so darn good.
But you know what? Because he's so good. He's so good as Shawshank. He's unbelievable. The movie where he's the principal, what was that one?
Well, speaking of John Wayne,
where he played Joe. They used to call me Crazy Joe. Now they call me Batman.
Glenn Campbell here starred with John Wayne in the first True Grit.
See, and John Wayne, we love John Wayne. We love Elvis Presley. Was Elvis Presley a great actor? Yes, of course.
Could have been if they let him.
Probably on the Mount Rushmore.
All right, don't go away. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037.
Lee Jones?
Yeah, he's good. And Max Strange. You could almost do a Mount Rushmore of supporting actors and do one with some of those guys.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Hey, check them out online at maxstrengthfitness.com. They're taking care of folks who want one-on-one training. You don't want to be in a gym. You don't want mirrors. You don't want, a lot of noise, music playing, no sweating, 67 degrees. It's an interesting concept as you get older to get you stronger and help you be a better person.
20 minutes will be fine.
Two 20 minutes
with what they're teaching you because of your one-on-one, the expertise that these folks are getting. 20 minutes is ample.
You look like you were ready to go.
My legs are noodles right now.
I saw it.
My legs are noodles.
But you had your boots on too.
Well, but you know what? But you've got to be
excellent form.
You have to have excellent form.
That's what I tried to teach you back.
You sure did with the lat pulls. And you pull
I'm it. Losing it.
I'm losing it. Roger, there's no weight on it. Okay.
All right, don't go away. 8:49.
In partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Baseball fans, the MLB season is in full swing and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting the home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ready for a getaway? Donate blood with Our Blood Institute on Tuesday, August 18th at their mobile blood drives in Newport, Arkadelphia, or Malvern. Every donor will be entered for a chance to win an Arkansas getaway valued at $2,000 plus a $500 prize pack. You'll also receive a limited edition t-shirt and a theme park ticket of your choice. Save lives and you could be on your way to your next adventure. Find the drive that's convenient for you at obi.org/events.
The circle of life includes death. Small estates, large probates, or trust administrations? Hire the Lions. Life's a jungle. Be healthy, wealthy, and wise with Lion Legal. For exceptional communication and exceptional results, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
Hey, folks, it's Chris Zender, General Manager of Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. Listen, we know times are tight, so we're working real hard to find affordability for you Buzz listeners. Check this out. Grand Cherokee starting at $33,997. Ram trucks up to $18,000 off. That's a 2026 model with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. We have Jeep Wranglers, the ultimate summer vehicle, up to $8,000 off. And the gasoline Chargers up to $7,000 off. Want to save at the pump? The new Jeep Cherokee gets an incredible 38 miles per gallon. Browse it all right now at FletcherDeals.com and get pre-approved fast at FletcherCredit.com or come see us today in Sherwood. We're at 5922 Warden Road. Thank you.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Mike Rowe here with a fun fact. Did you know that 50% of the air that you breathe inside your home comes from your crawl space? Yeah. Whether your crawl space is wet, musty, or your floors are bouncy, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to repair your crawl space. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. Check them out online at Bath Fitter Little Rock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
It's Chuck the Promo Guy. Join me every Tuesday with Morning Mayhem for Check In with Chuck, brought to you by McLarty Mazda Volkswagen in North Little Rock. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda Volkswagen has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com or McLartyVolkswagen.com.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, what's he gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
All right, 8:54. We got a short break here. Live in West Little Rock at Max Strength Fitness. Roger's inspired now by being on some of the equipment here.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
I tell you, for those who have never done weight training, it changes the way you feel. Having muscle and growing muscle and growing strength makes you do everything better.
When you feel good, you look good. You feel good, and you look mama. And again, can you put on some muscle here? I guess you could. And you could stay longer than 20 minutes, I guess, but you're going to have to talk to your trainer about that. But they do have it. So you're going to do it 2 days a week. They want you to recover. They want you to do it 2 days a week. If you set it up that you're going to be here on Thursday, but you have to cancel your appointment, they do have extra makeup days. They have makeup days for that. So you're going to get your 2 days in a week. That's the cool part as well. This is not just a, oh, hey, pay your membership fee or pay the fee and then come as you will and then it's over with. No, no, no. Listen, their time, your time is money. And you got skin in the game now as well when you do this. And you're going to have that special treatment. You're not going to be on your phones, not going to be Facebooking while you're sitting in there, and no one's going to be trying to force you to hurry up and get off the equipment. You got 20 minutes of workout, and you're going to earn it.
Did you guys see that, Christian, I don't know if you and Roger saw, did you see that the player that Deion Sanders got to transfer in to Colorado, his name?
No.
I did not. I forgot about him.
The linebacker, his name is Gideon Lamprom. But what's interesting is his middle name. And this is apparently, this is part of his name. Gideon ESPN Lamprom. That is his name. Gideon ESPN Lamprom. That
his
is
middle his, name is Espen?
Is legally that. And so anyway, so he's going to be with the Deion. You know, this is his, I think, what, fourth or fifth year at Colorado?
I think you're right.
What is it,
yeah,
fourth or five?
Third?
Huh? No, it's more than that. Look it up, Christian.
Is it really?
You remember? Think. Listen.
I thought last year was the first year without
If he doesn't win, this year, I mean, let's watch.
Where's all that money? Where's all those players?
Yeah, remember what he said? I'm bringing my own, what did he say, baggage? Louis Vuitton. It's called Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Yeah, Louis. So what has he done since he's been there?
He's been there 3 years. This will be his fourth.
All right, what has his record been, Christian?
First year he had, overall is 16-21.
Of course, the first year he won like 8 games, right?
So, what is his record? First year he won 4 games. His second year he won 9.
Okay, second year was better. Then last year he took a step
3-9, back. 3-9, yeah, last year.
Yeah, so the question is, without his son and the whole Heisman Trophy
the
winner.
Players, he's not getting the money.
That's right.
You know, he's got to pay the players.
Well,
because nobody's going just to be seen anymore. They can have, I love you, Deion, and I think you're fantastic, and you might be able to prepare me for a lot of things, but I can get paid if I go to Alabama State. I could get paid if I stay here and go to Arkansas.
661-1037.
John Wayne, great. Listen, I don't want to. Joe Clark, Lean on Me with Morgan Freeman. I love that movie. John Wayne, great movie. The Cowboys. Yes, Teddy Jester.
Wait, one thing I was going to throw out real quick. Did you see Caitlin Clark, what she did? So Caitlin Clark finished her 7th game of at least 25 points and 10 assists this season, which is more than any player in league history has in their career. She's got just this year more than anybody's. I mean, that's remarkable. She holds the career record with 13 such games. Apparently, her and Paige, is it Beckers? Paige Beckers?
Beckers, yeah.
Yeah, they apparently, I think they either played against each other, but they're getting ready to be on the same national team, I think, right?
Well, they would both be on Team USA, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Whenever that, I don't know. But anyway, apparently, yeah. But how about that? Yeah, everybody can bag on her all they want to, but man, 25 points and 10 assists. Nobody else is getting close to that for a career. She's done it this year alone.
What's her record?
I don't know. Are they
they're
first place?
They're winning games now. Yeah.
Yeah, they're still
okay.
Fun.
And Christian, you don't think she's a great player?
We really care about. We care about the.
She's turned
the
around this year.
We like Sophia.
We like now, Sophie.
Follow the Indiana Fever.
What'd you say?
Sophie's definitely not a great player. She's actually.
But you know
good.
What? She's great.
She's an enforcer. She was like Joe Klein, just a brute.
All right, don't go away.
I'm kidding, Joe.
9 o'clock. Don't go away.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant.